Hi all, I'm again promoting my shameful life via the medium of the internet, like an online whore. This boo is about men or relationships. Just wanted to vent my mental frustrations out. I didn't realise how much I'd miss men or a man after my last relationship screwed up. About a year ago now, with a man that broke my heart and broke me down mentally. After that I decided, no, I don't need men in my life. But after having moved away from everything now, I'm in Devon, moved away from London, moved away from everything and everyone, it does actually seem to be the male company I miss the most. I miss the male banter in the relationship. I miss the ups and downs. I even miss the arguments. I miss the hugs, cuddles. I miss snuggling up on the sofa, watching DVDs, usually hungover, with a man, ordering shit food in your comfy clothes, hair up everywhere. Just little situations like that. If you can find someone that you completely and totally relaxed with doing that, I miss that. I miss waking up in the morning with a man's arms around me. Although actually I do have to say I don't miss the morning breath, and the fact that men can wake up horny as soon as their eyes are open. I mean, as soon as their eyes flick open, they can have a hard-on. Morning sex is great. I'm not disputing morning sex. But I'm definitely the type of girl that needs to go to the bathroom and freshen up a bit before I could engage in any sexual contact after 8 hours of deep slumber. But men seem to be able to do that very easy, which is... alright, maybe another thing I kind of miss. it's been about a year since I've been single now. Shit. And that means had any proper sexual contact or sexual relations. Shit. It's quite shameful, actually. I don't know what's wrong with me. Well, when I know I started taking my medication a year ago, to actually kind of make... sense, actually. Yeah, I haven't been in a relationship for a year, so that must be the reason. But I do suppose, yeah, for the whole year I've been completely up, down, all over the place within myself. So probably, yeah, I probably would not have even been able to sustain any sort of relationship with anyone at that time. But God, I miss the sex. And yeah, extremely frustrated recently, or now, well, not right now, but I'm talking, since I moved down here, away from the stresses of London and everything, yeah, I'm kind of feeling it now. Yeah, I am. What I want to know is where do all the single guys congregate? I mean, isn't there like a bar or something, or single guys or us? I suppose it would be kind of gay if it was, but I don't know. It just seems anyone I've been attracted to always seems to have a bloody girlfriend. And I suppose it's the whole other, the age I am now, and the older I'm getting, the people I'm probably meeting, you know, they've settled down already with kids and that. Kids. Kids, what's all that about? Oh, well. I do know what that's all about. I mean, now I'm watching each of my friends give birth and seeing these little things, and I'm like, aww, mind a little thing to, like, hold and that. But, no, I don't think right now, no, it's definitely not the right thing for me. Anyway, that's enough of my rambling now. Well, I suppose that's the point of audio booze anyway. But, yeah, I've even thought about getting on with women. And, hey, I would. I mean, I'm all up for, you know, open-mindedness. I would. I haven't met anyone I...